Good morning.
Hey, it's so good to see all of you. We want to welcome all of you today. And if you happen to be visiting with us, we want to welcome you today in our service. We're so glad that you're with us. And this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. And a little bit later on, as we've been talking through our series on flourishing in life, we're going to be talking a little bit about roots. Are your roots enabling you to survive and be fruitful in life? And so we want to also welcome those that may be listening later on this week online to the service. And so as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son.
Join together there in our bulletin for our call to worship, our responsive reading. We gather in God's holy presence
to experience the one who fetches grace on our hearts.
We gather in the place where God transforms us
to experience the one who fills us with compassion.
We gather in the place where God graces us. Let us give thanks. Let's join together there. And if you'd like to use your hymn books, you can turn to 102. Or you can follow along on the PowerPoint as we sing Wonderful Grace of Jesus.
Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Shaking away my burden, setting my spirit free, for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountain, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater for all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus. Praise His name. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching to all the lost. By it I have been pardoned, saved to the uttermost. Chains have been torn asunder, giving me liberty. Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountain, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgression, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus. Praise His name. Wonderful. wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching the most defiled by His transforming power, making Him God's dear child, purchasing peace and heaven for all eternity, for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountain, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgression, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise His name.
Whew! That takes a lot to sing that one, doesn't it? I know there are some of the ladies, I heard some people that were singing the other part of there where it echoes with the chorus we were singing, but yes. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer this morning. Gracious God, we thank You for Your gracious work among us, for the assurance of Your purpose, and for the powerful moving of Your Spirit that binds us in unity. May Your holy name be lifted up as we worship today. In the name of in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. The choir is going to come, and they're going to sing for us this morning. Okay, I'm going to invite our kids to come down if they would make their way this morning. Sorry, David and the choir. I could not get my page turned on the solo. So, good morning. How's everybody doing? Come on. Well, come on. Are you coming? You going to sit with your sister?
What is good about the roots? Why do they need them?
Okay, yep, we talked about that. You got that one. What is the most important reason why they have roots? It does help the plants and trees to grow. And what specifically, I know you folks want to say it so bad, what specifically do those roots do that helps the plants and trees grow? Here, I'll give you a couple clues. Yes, there you go. It gets the nutrients and water it needs from the ground, the soil. Now, trees and plants are different also, because not only do they need the roots to get the nutrients they need to make them strong and tall and beautiful, but also they get stuff out of the air from their leaves that help to nourish them also. I don't know, do we get stuff out of our hair? Does our hair help us get stuff out of there? What about our skin? Does that help us? Yes, it does. It's a little different, but our skin absorbs the moisture and everything. Plus, it also helps us sweat. Do you like to sweat? The girls are like, no. But sometimes we have to get that toxins out of our bodies, and we can sweat about it. Because guess what? Sweating out toxins is better than... nobody wants to do that. So our roots are so important. Guess what? We have roots too. Our roots, yes. Now obviously we eat and drink and all those kind of things that we need to grow strong and everything. But we have roots. And our roots are in God and Jesus, who helps us to grow in love and faith and grace and all kinds of things, and joy and peace and all these things, and even God's giftedness. We grow, we're rooted in the Holy Spirit that helps us to have gifts so we can sing or write or draw or think or create, all these different things. God helps us and made us that way. So, next time you're struggling, just say, I got roots. I got roots in the ground. Not roots. Well, that's because sometimes they say that. It's like creek and crook. Oh, and a crook. Yeah. I'm just making fun. Because we all say different ones. But we got roots. And our roots are with God. Okay. You can go on downstairs. Your class.
And as they're heading down, we're going to go to prayer this morning. Maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning before we go to prayer. Okay, somebody this morning. No, right? Okay. Unspoken. All right, somebody else. I saw another hand, I thought. Yep.
Yeah, from the prayer group. And we have one, Jean DeVos, still in the hospital. She had double pneumonia. And then Judy Walker, we know, has cancer. And we want to pray for Rhea's godson, Danny. They thought he had a stroke, but it's a Bell's palsy. Doug Christian still has heart problems and blood pressure problem. And then Esther, when I talked to Butch, he said that she's not doing well at all. But a joy, actually it's a miracle. I don't know if you remember that lady that fell at the cottages and hit her head on the toilet and broke the toilet. Well, her son that died was on her, and somebody saw her, and she looked fantastic.
Well, that's good. We're thankful she's doing well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got Jean, Judy, Danny, Doug, Esther. I want to remember all of them. I saw Jean yesterday. She's doing very well. She may get to come home today or tomorrow, depending on when they make a decision on that. But she was her ornery self, so that was good. We talked for probably 30 minutes and everything, so doing well. Somebody else, Joy's a concern. Yeah.
Okay.
Continue praying for her. Ah, yeah. Yep. Thank God that they got that all going back to normal and everything, because when COVID hit, they went to that Camp Wilson up in Bell Fountain, and then after all that, that all closed down. So, yeah, we're glad that they're able to get going back. And did they get a go last year? I don't know if they did.
Yes.
The camp. So, yeah. Somebody else. Yep.
Yeah, Bob Bowman.
Okay.
He had a laser operation in Dayton like 3 weeks ago or something like that. And then he had a spell, and he thought he was a goner, and they shot him. And they just recently, this week, took him back to Cincinnati, and he did another laser operation. And I haven't heard, but...
I'm assuming that's on his heart, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's where he's been having the... Yeah, yeah.
So they go in and zap the bad places in the heart.
Yeah, it's like an ablation, yeah.
Ablation.
Yeah, so we wanna keep Bob in our prayers definitely this morning. Anyone else this morning? Yeah.
My sister's going to be having a mastectomy next Friday.
I saw that on Facebook, this morning. So I'm glad I happened to look, so... Yeah, and so we want to remember Kate as she's going in for surgery. And someone else.
The church is going to be doing a meal train for Kate after Friday. Rhea is scheduling that, so if you are willing to drop the bill off, that would be, because she will not be one to cook for a while.
Oh, no, yeah. Yeah, very sore for a while, yeah. Good, I like that. I like that. I don't know if you heard her, they're doing a meal train for Kate. So if anybody wants to help out with that and provide something, just talk to Rhea. Yeah, Rhea. So anybody else? I know there's... Oh, go ahead.
Michelle, that I had prayers for last week for the spinal surgery, has been postponed. The doctors around here don't want to touch her, so she's looking to either go to Cleveland or Indiana. Preferably Indiana, because they can get her in sooner than Cleveland Clinic. So,
okay.
Keep her
did you say Michelle?
Yeah. Michelle.
Okay, that's what I thought. So we want to remember Michelle in your prayers. Jody's asking for prayers for Mike Weaver, one of her classmates from high school. Dee Dee, just a year ago, lost her husband to colon cancer, and he was like in his 50s. And she just found out that her dad has colon cancer. Yeah. And so his name is Mike. They live in Troy. Appreciate your prayers for him. And I don't know all the details, but I do know that much of it. Anybody else this morning? We also want to remember some that are traveling today. So we have some folks out, and so we want to remember them in prayer. And anybody else then? All right. So we're going to go to prayer, and Carla's going to play a little bit for us. And there quietly in your seats, you can talk to the Lord and pray if there's something on your heart. Maybe you came in with today and you want to talk to the Lord, or one of these names comes to your mind. I would encourage you to maybe just lift them up. Oh, one other one I almost forgot, because Linda gave that to me earlier and I just saw it. Asking for prayers for Manya. So some of you remember Manya. She was the third grade teacher at Miami East and has been retired probably for 10 years now. But she is having heart surgery coming up here soon.
I don't know if it could be this week, so appreciate your prayers for her this morning. All right, so as she plays, you can pray, and then I'll come and close us out. Just grateful today. Thankful for the rain. It almost seems odd experiencing the rain. Seems like it's been so long, but we're grateful and thankful for it. That you send the rain and it refreshes the earth in our area here. And so we're thankful this morning, Lord. We're thankful that you've given us roots that we can plant ourselves in you, O God. And in Christ Jesus, who gives us that nourishment that we need for every day to withstand the things that we face in this life. Lord, we are thankful that you call us as a church to be a praying church. And Lord, we're thankful and grateful that we can call upon you at any time, at any place. But we're thankful also that we can do that as the family of God. As the people of God, as a community of faith. And so we lift up each one of these that have been mentioned today, Lord. We lift up Manya, Lord, and Michelle this morning, and Jean, and Judy, and Dan, and Doug, and Esther, and Bretta this morning, and Bob, and Kate, Lord, and Mike, God. We lift each, and Esther, Lord, we lift up each one of them, Lord. And we ask for your healing grace, your healing touch, your presence to be with them. Give them faith in the midst of all that they're facing and going through right now. And give them your strength, Lord, oh God. We ask for your healing touch for them and that you would grace each one of them. Lord, those that are going in for surgery this week, that God, you will be with them. Guide the surgeon's hands. Be with them and bless them. Watch over them and help them to recover well, Lord, and safely, Lord. And we're thankful for that, God, today. Lord, we think about the kids that are going to Camp Joy this week, coming week, God, that you'll be with them. Watch over them, protect them, and be with them as they travel and bring them back safely, Lord. Help them to have a great time and a great week at camp this week, Lord. We pray for those that are traveling, Lord, God, that you will be with them, bringing them back to be safely with us. And we're thankful for that. Lord, we lift up the unspoken request that was mentioned this morning. Or maybe there's others this morning that have come into the service today. And Lord, maybe there's a need on their heart or something that they've been carrying, God. We just ask that you would minister to them as you only you can do with your presence and your love today, and that you would minister to those needs. And we're so thankful. We continue to pray for our nation. We continue to pray for our state and our leaders and our county and all of our first responders. We think about our men and women. We think about Matthew and his group in Poland. And God, we ask that you'd watch over all of them. Lord, give our leaders wisdom and guidance. Help them to work out and compromise and come to a thing to open up our government again, Lord, and get it going. God, we pray for peace in the Middle East as they are trying to work that out. And we've come to that first part of that stage there. But God, may you continue to bless that they won't back out or cause issues, God, but they'll be willing to continue that peace process through that all. And we continue to pray for Ukraine and the Russian situation. God, we ask Him for peace there. And Lord, we ask that You will just bless and guide, Lord, in all of those things. And we thank You for that today. And Lord, we ask Your blessing upon the rest of our time together for our kids downstairs, for their lesson and their craft time and their time together. And then us together as we break the bread of Your word. May You speak to us and encourage us and strengthen our faith as we think about the roots in our lives. And we thank You for these things now as we ask it all in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline Thine to us and grant us Thy peace. Amen. Well, thank you for joining with us in prayer this morning. And we believe that that makes a difference. Jesus says where two or three agree as touching something through prayer, that God answers and works in those situations. So we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving this morning. We want to thank you for your faithfulness. And as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Join with me in our prayer of dedication, and then I'm going to have you join with me in praying for the boxes that have gone, that are going out or have gone out. Well, I don't know what is, yes, and so let's do that. So let's join together for our prayer of dedication for our offering. May our offering be magnified by Your grace, O God, that we may skillfully serve Your purposes in Christ. Amen. And Lord, we just pray now as these boxes are going out to the men and women that are serving there overseas, God, and the other ones that have already gone out, Lord, we just pray your blessing upon them, the contents, everything that those men and women receive, Lord, as they're far away from home. God, may you grace them. May you let them know that people care about them and love them and are praying for them and thinking about them during this time when they are there serving our country. As we ask it now, in the name of Jesus, and all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from Psalm 92 again, our psalm that we've been looking at week after week, and plus with some others. I'm also going to be reading from Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 7 and 8, which we did look at. I'm trying to think. I think it was like the second message in the series. And you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. Righteous people. Oh, by the way, let me just say something. So I read the first passage. The very first time we started a series, I read from the Common English Bible. Every Sunday since then, we've been reading this same psalm passage, and I've been using a different translation. So I don't know if you caught that or noticed it. Yes, last week's was one of my favorites. But anyway, so here's another one. Righteous people flourish like palm trees and grow tall like the cedars in Lebanon. They are planted in the Lord's house. They blossom in God's courtyards. Even when they are old, they still bear fruit. They are always healthy and fresh. They make it known that the Lord is decent. He is my rock. He is never unfair. And then the Jeremiah passage, verses 7 and 8. Fortunate are those who trust in the Lord, who rely on the Lord. They will be like trees planted by the streams, whose roots reach down to the water. They won't fear drought when it comes. Their leaves will remain green. They won't be stressed in times of drought or fail to bear fruit. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen. And amen. I think several months ago, and you know how I always share something funny. Several months ago, I had shared some of these things by kids, and I'm going to share a couple of them here this morning for you. My two children were playing, and my daughter Carmen accidentally got poked in the eye by her big brother. She immediately yelled out, "Ow, my iPhone!" Oh, Jim's shaking his head. Oh, gosh. You guys are going to have to start sending me new jokes if you want them improved. Here's a different one. My 5-year-old son, Taven, looked out the window and said, "Hey, I see Robin. It must be spring." My 2-year-old, Callan, jumped out of his chair, ran to the window and said, "Where's Batman?" Okay, so we're going to continue our series talking about the flourishing life, our life. And today, I want to talk to you about roots for flourishing. Roots for flourishing. So last week, as I was sharing with the kids, I suggested that California's redwood trees offer a marvelous picture of flourishing. You remember I shown the pictures up on there, 3 different pictures, one with the Volkswagen on the road driving through the redwood forest, and how it looked little tiny compared to the trees, and then the one where the cutout and the pickup truck was in the middle of the redwood tree, and how large and stuff like that. And just some examples there to suggest this idea of flourishing. Now, whether we're talking about the redwoods, or the cedars of Lebanon from our reading, or the palm trees from our reading, they all flourish in size and strength for a variety of reasons. But if we're going to flourish in life, like the redwoods, cedars, and palm trees, we need a couple things, and I'm going to talk to you about them this morning. The first one is obvious because I already talked to the kids about it. A strong root system. A strong root system. The psalmist talks about and affirms how the faithful, the righteous, have life, vigor, strength, because their roots are planted in God's house. And if you remember back when I first talked about that, I talked about that as how we have to be planted in God's presence, in worship, in prayer, in devotion, all of those things, in service. All of those things, when we're involved with all of those, scripture reading, you know, hearing the message go forth, sharing in communion when we do that on certain Sundays. All those aspects, even giving, working downstairs, making those caramels, which we all love so much. You know, some of that's hard work. It's not always easy. But it's a part of serving God and being planted in the community of faith. And the psalmist seems to indicate that the faithful, the righteous, have found a place of trust in God's presence, or as we were just praying, or at God's throne, where their roots reach for the water of life that sustains them through life, or reaches for the grace of God, or the healing of God, or the mercy of God, or the forgiveness of God, or the joy of God, the peace of God. We could keep going, couldn't we? You know, I could spend another 10 minutes just talking about that. And when our roots are connected in that, or as we saw several weeks ago, we're abiding in the vine, abiding in Christ, who said, I am the vine and you are the branches. When we're connected into that, it gives us that life and vitality that we can go on, even when we're older. Did you catch what the psalmist says? You're still green and fresh. Have you ever had that new person come to work and they're right out of high school and you're like, man, they're as green as can be. They don't know anything. Well, guess what? We can be that way. Now, I know as we look at it as maybe naive or they don't know what they're talking about or something like that, but we can still be fresh and green, as the psalmist says. Why is that? Because when our roots are deep or broad and deep, we can survive even parched times in life. I don't know if you've ever gone through a dry time in life. Maybe a dry time in your relationship. Maybe just a dry time at work. Or maybe even just a dry time with God. Where you're like, God, where are you? Why? I mean, I don't seem to have any joy. I don't seem to have any peace. I'm just struggling in life, just getting by. Or work is becoming so dull. And I don't feel like I have purpose anymore. I mean, those are sometimes just dry times in life, where we feel like we're just kind of shriveling up, as I asked about a few weeks ago. You know, when you first visit the redwoods, as I was saying, many of them over 200 feet high, you might imagine that they have those equally deep roots, but they don't. They have shallow roots. Their roots grow out from the trees, which enables them to capture water and nutrients, even if it's far away. They'll stretch. Have you ever, on your place, property, have you ever seen where you, maybe you have an old tree and the roots go towards maybe a creek? Or maybe a lower area on your property where there's water that pools easier? That's what we're talking about. Those roots that reach. And when we trust in and rely on the Lord, our roots are secure in God, and we don't have to fear or stress. Did you catch that? Stress or fear times of lack or drought in life. And I think we need to be reminded of that. Our source is not the stock market. Our source is not our 401k. We have more than that. And as you're going to see in just a minute, I'm going to say more about that. So, oops, gosh, why didn't I? I must have not, I had to hit it twice. Sorry about that. Is anything else going to go wrong this morning? Strong root system. Second thing the psalmist talks about there is a supply of nutrients. If we're going to grow, if we're going to be like those trees, those cedars, those palm trees, we got to have a supply. All living things need nutrients to survive and to thrive. And as I was going to say just a moment ago, but I stopped short because I knew this was coming up, is God is our source. God is our source. I'm thankful for the job that I have here and how God's called me here and how your giving and everything like that pays my salary and all of those things. I am more than grateful. And those of you that shared last week with Jody and I for Pastor Appreciation Month, thank you very much. I was rather shocked when I opened that up and for your blessings there. And I have to remind myself that this job is not my source. You know, our source is not just Jody's job or whatever else. And I'm thankful for the inheritance that I received from my dad and mom after they both passed away. And we put that into investments and for our retirement. Because when I began, I didn't make anything. So everything was paid and I had no retirement of any kind. But I always had to trust that God was my source. And just in the last year, I've been reminding myself, God, you are my source. Thank you that you're my source. Here's the thought that I want you to catch hold of since we've been talking about trees. Trees don't produce fruit from their own resources. Rather, trees are fruitful by drawing nutrients and resources from the soil and air and then transforms it into fruit. Well, the same is true for us. We are connected into God. We are connected into Christ. We are connected into the Spirit who helps bring fruit into our lives, that provides for us and gifts us and all of those things, the fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, all of those aspects of our lives. You know, I've seen in my own life and in others' life what happens when we try to be self-producing trees on our own. We work, 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 attempting to be uber productive as if the fruit of our lives comes from our own efforts alone. But it is through our connection with God and Christ and the Spirit. You know, I've said something about this before. I can work all week on a powerful sermon with great stories that'll touch your heart. And if I don't have God's touch or God's presence or help, it just falls flat. And I've told you the stories where I preached a sermon and I've walked down to the back after the service to greet people. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's the worst sermon I've ever preached. And five people before they get out the door said, Pastor, man, you really touched my heart with that message today. And then on the times when I think I am waxing eloquent and think I'm preaching up the best message I've ever preached, and I go back there and nobody says a word. And it just reminds me that it is God and the Spirit and Christ who gives us the energy, gives us giftedness, creativity, strength, and fruitfulness to make a difference in the world and in people we come into contact. Don't cut yourself off from the very source of our flourishing. Remember, in life and ministry, we are both vulnerable and fruitful. Vulnerable to circumstances of life. We all know what that is. We face it. People, weaknesses, whatever you want to say, I can maybe list more. And yet somehow by the grace of God, we're still fruitful in our lives. And I love that. Because the root systems of the redwood are shallow, and yet they survive for millennia, thousands of years. But when I was doing a study on this week, you know what the one thing they're vulnerable to? Foot traffic. That's why when I was a kid, when we went to the Redwood Forest in California, I remember our guide said, stay on the path. Don't go up in the area. Foot traffic. And I have to say, and we all know this, you heard me say this before, someone once said it, man, I love Christ and I love going to his church to worship, but man, I can't deal with those people there all the time. So we can be vulnerable to one another at times, can't we? Somebody says something and it kind of hurts us. Or someone treats us some way that we don't like. I mean, you know, that's just, it's life, isn't it? And as I said, the redwoods survive forest fires. But foot traffic. And that just kind of hit me. But they still flourish for millennia. Just as the psalmist said, the faithful can be fruitful even into old age. So let me ask you some questions to close out, like we've been doing through the series. If you think of yourself as a tree, what is the condition of your root system? Where are you planted? Into what sort of soil does your roots grow best? Are your roots enabling you to survive and be fruitful in life? There was the question I had up back at the beginning of the service. Are you ever tempted to think that your fruitfulness in life is mostly a matter of your hard work? Now, don't get me wrong. God wants us to work hard. And God wants us to work for his kingdom. But we still have to rely on that source that he gives. If we're going to flourish, we need strong, healthy root system. If we're going to flourish like the palm trees and grow like the cedars in Lebanon, then we must have good roots that tap into God's presence and God's good grace-gifted nutrients to sustain us. Roots for flourishing. Amen and amen. Well, let's just take a minute or two and greet one another, shake a couple of hands and say hi, and then we'll close out there with our chorus before we finish. You can go ahead and start playing your role. If you would like to join us as you stand, if you're able, as we sing that chorus, "In my life be glorified. In my life, Lord, be glorified. Be glorified. In my life, Lord, be glorified today. The whole purpose of why God calls us into flourishing, so God can be glorified through our lives in our church. Well, let's join together for our benediction in the bulletin there. Taste and see the Lord is good. May God bless you and keep you. May God grant you favor and give you peace as you go. Amen.